For your journey in life, you need direction from the master. Get set, for the word you're about to hear is a roadmap out of every challenge into newness of life. Now, Apostle Jotham Obi-Adams.
Discuss and then look at in this month. And then as we're doing that, I can see the correlation with what is happening and what the Lord is trying to teach us. See, I want to share with us today will help our walk in life. Praise the Lord. Because I've discovered as Christians, as believers, there have been a lot of silent truth that has been taught to us. And some of them may not be correct and some of them may be correct. We have to look at them from the word of God and then to understand. Hallelujah. Now, in John chapter 14 verse 27, first of all, John 14:27. Hallelujah. The Bible says, peace I leave with you. John 14:27. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth. Hallelujah. Give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. John 14:27. Once again, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth. Give I unto you. Praise God. Give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Now, John 16:33. John 16:33. Hallelujah. The Bible says, these signs have I spoken unto you, that in me, that is in Christ, you may have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Hallelujah. Now, our topic this evening is how to deal with or dealing with abusers. And bullies, you know, they say this verse is a bully. How to deal with abusers and bully for peace to reign. Remember, it's a month of peace. Praise God. There are people that abuse people. There are people that bully people. Hallelujah. Now, an abuser is someone who violates the legal and moral procedure of somebody else. Somebody that abuses is somebody that violates the legal and moral procedure. Hallelujah. Of another one. That is, there is a way, the legal way of doing something. And then there is a moral way of doing it, but the person abuses it. An abuser is somebody that render up inappropriate treatment or usage of other things or other people. Somebody that use other things or people inappropriately. Hallelujah. Now, a bully is a person who is cruel. Somebody that is cruel. Somebody that is harsh. Especially to people that are weak, or people that have less power, or people that are ignorant, or people that have in position that are less than him, usually aggressively. Now, there is a worldly statement that I've always heard, and I believe the whole of this message is towards addressing this statement before. How many of you have ever been in a situation, or you have seen a situation where somebody is being molested, or somebody is being abused, and then they tell the person, keep quiet so that peace will reign? How many of you have ever heard that kind of statement before? Somebody is abusing you, somebody is slapping you, somebody is doing this kind of thing. They say, keep quiet so that peace will reign. Most times in marriages, you hear this kind of statement. Especially when it's a total wreck and misbehaving, they'll tell the woman, keep quiet so that peace will reign. Or if the woman is misbehaving, they'll tell the man, keep quiet. They'll tell this person is outrightly abusing this person. You understand me, guys? Like, it could be verbal abuse. Verbal abuse means use of insult, aggressive, or it could be physical abuse. Some of them, they will beat them physically. Some of them, like this person should pay you a salary, but he's not paying you. And then they say, keep quiet so that peace will reign. Altogether, all manners of, there is a worldly concept of peace. When the weak or the strong people oppress you, they expect you to keep quiet so that peace will reign. The worldly concept of peace. The worldly concept of peace is when the weak are oppressed by and the weak keep quiet, call peace. Immediately the weak begin to fight for their rights. They call it, these people don't like peace again. I don't know if you understand me at all. I come from the northern part of Nigeria. Hallelujah. And then I've discovered that there is a particular religion that they believe in fight always. And then anytime they always start the fight 100% of the time. And then peace can only reign when you keep quiet. They take what they want, they do what they want. And they will tell you, they will preach in our churches. Everybody should keep quiet so that peace will reign. Don't fight back. They will come and kill, do this again. Immediately you fight back. They will say, these people don't want peace. Yes. They always love to oppress and then you keep quiet. I could remember growing up as a child.
And then right in my spirit, I feel this is wrong. This is not peace. When you are abusing somebody and the person cannot talk and you will make him to keep quiet for peace to reign, somehow within my spirit, I feel this is not right. And I feel this is not the right definition of peace. Because for peace to reign, you cannot be matching my leg. You are abusing me, and then I say, I cannot pull my leg. I cannot say stop. And then they were telling me I should be taking the pain when what you are doing is intentional. I don't even know them, guys. The person, what the person is doing is intentional. They will say, keep quiet so that peace will reign. Like recently, all of us are aware of the war happening in Israel, right? Israel and Hamas. This guy started the fight. Immediately, Israel retaliated back. Everybody, Israel don't want peace. All the Arab news, as all they say, Israel, who started fight? Israel is in trouble. So peace can never reign when there are abusers, because they love to abuse. They love to bully. You know who is a bully? Somebody that will, you know the way, all of us, have you been bullied before in school? Have you been bullied before? They just come, they want to tamper you. Like, this is your seat. The bully will come and sit down on your seat, and there's nothing you can do. They usually have your gun. You try it, they'll beat you down or send you away. Your own seat. They can come and collect your food in school and eat it. They can come and collect your money. That is a bully. There are people that, and then if you fight, they say you don't want peace, you want trouble. They will expect you to keep quiet for peace to reign. But as Christians, if we continue like that, there will never really be peace. Where there is no justice, where there is no equity, where there is no mercy, that is not peace. That's what we call oppression. All together. So in our lives, we cannot regulate a lot of things around us, but around our cycle, we must never allow abusers and bullies to thrive. Because once we have people like that in a system, there can never be peace. When somebody is abusing the right of other people, that message you gave me today, I was listening to Pastor David Egbele, of your pastor. He has 1,000 people, but every time he's cursing the members, you try something, he curse you. He's what he'll curse you. Using spiritual power to intimidate people. Hallelujah. The church will use people. That is an abuser. It's true he has a spiritual power, but he's abusing the power he has. All together. Using it to bully people. Most times there is a way you can understand a bully and then we'll look at it. But I wanted to let you know that we should not take oppression. There was a time Pastor Chris was the first time he was a person that started hearing miracles on news. On TV, NTA that time, PRTV, all those kind of channels that time. You know, they know, right? It was Pastor Chris that started. And at that time, President Obasanjo was the president. And then President gave NTA command or something like that. They should stop him. He went and sued President Obasanjo. And then he won the fight. He won it in court. Yes, and then that was how he continued. He sued him. Imagine if he said, as a Christian, because God told him, these miracles you are doing, show it to the world. How can the world know if you don't show it through the media? People say, as a pastor, keep quiet because the Lord says to operate the president. No, that is not peace. If they are hearing their worship, we should also hear our own. Remember the time during the time of Abacha when Archbishop Benson Idausa wanted to hold a crusade. When Abacha said there should be no crusade in the whole of Nigeria, said there should no adult meeting. He said, he asked God, God, what should I do? God said, you, what do you want? God said, then he told God, I want to have a crusade. Then God said, go ahead. He went and did a crusade, and that is the biggest crusade ever in his history. Yes. There is no real peace. When they say we should not have sound on the outside, but meanwhile, every 6 a.m. or 5 a.m., they wake you up. And then they will say we should keep quiet for peace to reign. There is no peace when our rights are being abused. And then there is injustice. And then they bully you, you cannot talk. Like what is happening in this country, Nigeria, is total injustice. You cannot have a particular tribe, the East and the West, all of them always being oppressed and they cannot talk. That is not peace. That means you don't want peace. You cannot abuse people again and again. This group will talk, you will not fight them. This group will talk, you will fight them. This person will say, I'm a terrorist, I am part of it publicly. Today is a minister. Publicly. But somebody is coming out of the other side, you fight him. You send the armies against him. That is abuse of power. And if it continues, there will never really be peace. When they keep abusing the churches, insulting the body of Christ, there will never be peace. You know, what really brought peace in Plateau State? What brought peace in Kaduna State, especially Southern Kaduna, was a time when the Christians got tired. They will start the fight, negotiate with some forces. 30 minutes, the force will come and stop the believers, or they'll come and stop us from retaliating. They will bomb, 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 and then they'll come and stop you. Then the church were tired. Then they took the battle to their end. When they took the battle to their end, and then they had survived a lot of casualties, that was when they rested. There will never be peace if an abuser is allowed. So there is a way to deal with them for real peace to have in your house. Together, the Bible says, work together unless they agree. In a church like this, if I am abusing the members or abusing, there will never be peace in this church. It is just, people will just be afraid of me. And then after a while, they will run away. Or if I have a member that abused, because there are houses and there are families where children are being abused by their parents. Verbally, morally, the wife is being abused. The husband is being abused. Hallelujah. But there is a way to deal with it. And I will see, we learn these things. Any of our friends that is a bully and abuser, we will identify them and then cut them off. Hallelujah. Because I have never taken it as a child. I didn't know why. I didn't know why I stood up to oppression. I'll be in a cycle where everybody's afraid to talk. Somehow, I'll say, this thing is wrong. Right from a child, I hated it. When this thing is wrong and everybody will keep quiet, and then after the meeting, they will go behind and be talking behind. This thing is, what I was as a child, why can't you talk? When we are there, why didn't you talk? They will not talk. The person will keep on doing the wrong thing. And then when we go behind, they will be talking. And then because they were the seniors, they are supposed to talk. In our culture, the senior should talk before the junior. But then because the senior, they are no longer talking. I will talk for myself. I began to speak. I'm telling you. Initially, the people thought that I was being proud. They said, no, this is, I will not do it. They will say they will do it in their presence, but when they go behind, they'll be complaining. I say, this is hypocrisy. As a child, I didn't even know God this much. But why can't you say it there, and then you'll be coming behind, be talking. Say it there, and say no. You say there, and you'll be abused. The wrong thing will be done to you again and again. It was in those episodes I learned that when somebody's abusing you, or somebody's doing the wrong thing, when you fight back, there will be high tension. But after that high tension, everything will come down. And that cycle will never repeat itself again. Yes. As a matter, when somebody is abusing you, and then you should, I read a lot of books. And then one of the authors said that, like, attitude is everything. Her boss, everybody's afraid of him in the office. He will come and shout at everybody, come and oppress everybody. Come and shout at everybody. Throw the paper at you. Come and cover this thing. Throw a paper at a married woman. Throw a paper at you. Speak at a fair, is of a white man nation, a foreign, an European nation. Then one day the lady was tired of it. One day he threw it back to us. He said, wait, sit down. The man was shocked. Nobody has ever spoken to him in the office like that. She threw the thing back at him, replied him back, and said, to hell with your job. And then she walked out. The man became sober, was shocked. Because all bullies have a characteristic. That is the way you know them. And today, I believe as we understand them, our life will change. You will never permit them around you. Hallelujah. The first truth about bullies and abusers I want you to know is that every abuser and every bully is coarse, is harsh. They use insulting words and insulting speeches. That is the way you know somebody is a bully. They are harsh. They use insult. They use intimidating words. They are coarse. You know, it's coarse. C-O-A-R-S-E. Very, very harsh. How many of you remember David and Goliath in 1 Samuel chapter 17 from verse 4 to 5? Was Goliath a bully or not? Yes. Was he a bully or not? He will come out in the morning and insult the whole of the tribe of Israel. And then everybody, the king was afraid. Insult their gods, insult their land. He said, bring somebody to fight me. He was using harsh word, intimate, insulting God. When David came and said, you insult my God, I will come against you in the name of that same God. So bullies, what they do is they use what? They use some insulting word, words that will intimidate you. All together? Yes, word that will. They say those things and they open their eye and threaten you. They use insulting words. I will very, very harsh word. There is no bully that is polite. They are always harsh. Are we together? Always harsh. Always insulting. The number two thing I want to know is that they engage in physical maltreatment. Physical what? Maltreatment. Every bully or every abuser abuse something or maltreat it physically. There are two cases of rape in the Bible. When there is rape, we call it abuse. Two of us. Is rape not an abuse? The first one is 1 Samuel chapter 13. The story, 1 Samuel 13 from verse 14. The story of Tamar and Amnon, her brother. You remember her? Come and cook for me. Took her to the room. And the Bible say, because he was stronger than her. First, imagine the violence of her trying to protect herself. Forced her down and slept with her. Always they engage in physical. People that are bullied, that they use gun, they use knife, they use something physical. They forces you on top. Altogether, another case of rape is in the Bible. Is in Genesis 34. Hallelujah. From verse 1 to 5. Jacob had only one daughter. What was her name? Dinah. Is that not true? She went to visit one of the nations, and then the man saw her, took her by force, slept her by force. Every bully you notice in scriptures, they use harsh words or they use physical maltreatment. They do something physically to intimidate you. Altogether, you know, the way they will come, they use their body or something like that, a knife. There is something they do physically to maltreat you and cause fear in you. Hallelujah. And then when they notice you are not afraid, after all they say you are not moved, after all they do physically, they become shocked. Hallelujah. All abusers and all bullies are weak, fearful, and cowards at heart. They are what? Weak, they are fearful, and they are what? Coward. I learned this by experience. You see, like I said, from my own region in the north, the most fearful people in this nation, even though Yoruba people are also fearful anyway, but because Yoruba people can talk, they don't really want to fight. But a Hausa man is one of the most fearful person you can ever meet on this earth. Very, very, very. One, there's nobody to back him up, they don't fight. You see, they always look violent, but inside every abuser, they are fearful. In their heart, they have fear, they are timid, I'm telling you. Until you confront them, they will discover how fearful and how cowardice, how the level of their cowardity can be. So every abuser that looks strong and violent on the outside, within them is real authentic fear and timidity. They are afraid. Really, have you ever seen an armed robber when they caught him before? Please, I'm sorry. Have you seen them? Some of them even wee when they are being arrested. Yes. I've been watching a lot of court boys. Really, when you see them waxing their axe, they look as if they are deadless. Immediately they are being arrested, they look like one chicken and vegetable, or like a chicken wetted by water. They are afraid. They are also but when they are abusing, because they want to intimidate them, they come with a false nature. Well, 1 Peter 5 verse 8 says, Bible says, the devil walks like a roaring lion, looking for whom to devour. He's not really a lion. You understand me now? But he behaves like a lion to get people to be afraid. The only lion in scripture is the lion of the tribe of Judah, that is Jesus Christ. But the devil will always take the post of the lion so that people can be afraid. Because it is true, in the jungle, when the lion roars, they say that even a monkey, because of fear, he can leave the tree and fall to the ground. Yeah, that is why some lion will just roar. They call it territorial control. They want to let you people know I'm around. They'll just roar. Everybody will hide. So the devil comes with that nature to intimidate people. But right within him, he's not that strong. He's not that powerful. You know, like is a simile. Is this simile a metaphor? It's a simile, right? Like is a simile. So he takes the posture of a lion. That's why there's one state, they call him a white lion. There's one governor once said like that. You understand now? Because you want to take the lion, the structure of a strong man. The Lord help us in Jesus' name. The aim of all abusers is to intimidate you and to control you. They want you to say, have you ever seen a lady have suffered from child molestation before? her father was sleeping with her, or her uncle was sleeping, or somebody. Have you ever met somebody before? You have never met? You have met somebody before? I was speaking with a lady before this service, and she was telling me of a young lady that a guy was speaking with her. She was literally shaking because of fear. And then how she was shocked. So when the man left, she was asked what happened, and then she got to know that the man had been sleeping with her. People that are young people, they put so much fear in them. That is why they don't tell the story, even after 5 or 10 years. I will kill you if you tell somebody. I will do this to you if you tell somebody. They put fear in the victims. They want them to be intimidated. That's why the devil comes like a lion, so that you'll be afraid. There are animals that don't run from lions. Oh, you know that? Yes, they don't run from lions. Even lions, they even go to kill them because they know that this person can kill me too. Hallelujah. So people that abuse, people that bully, is to make you intimidated, to make you afraid. But you will not be afraid. Say amen. You will not be afraid, and I will not be afraid. I refuse to be bullied in life. I refuse to be abused. They say you're a pastor. Don't do this kind of thing. You're a pastor. So people can say anything to you. You're a pastor. People can come and slap you because you're a pastor. People can come and carry your clothes. You're a pastor. Don't talk. People can come and do this. You're a pastor. Don't talk. Not this pastor. Not this one. Say not this one. Not this one. How? How? Hallelujah. Yeah, pastor. I told you the story on Sunday of Pastor David Ebiemie, of a young lady that was trying to say he slept with an actress. As a pastor, she kept quiet, right? I told you about it. He shoot her to court. He what? Shooter. That's why nobody talk about him. All these people, you see, this guy, there was a guy that was a radio guy that was insulting Bishop Oyedepo. Insulting that they are able, you know the guy I'm talking about, right? You know the guy, I don't want to mention this because people listen to this message. He's not worthy of going to our message. Insulting Bishop Oyedepo, insulting all of them by name. A young guy, because he's a TV presenter or something like that. Are we together? What happened last, is it last year or ending last year? When Pastor David Ebiemie came and said, warn him. He tried it again in court and I'll fight him spiritually. Dr. Paul Lenny came out and spoke about it. After that, have you ever had any insult again? He kept quiet. Like, all the while that he has been talking. Do you know that if they hadn't spoken or if they had not spoken, till today would have continued. He would have continued. Every rascal that is looking as if he cannot be controlled, insulting everybody, is because nobody has faced him. If telling you confirm him, that thing, it will stop. It will stop. Hallelujah. All this intimidating to intimidate weak. Once you show strength, they know that this person is not intimidated. That's why there are some people that don't even fight. Because this person will fight back. They cannot fight Apostle Joseph Suleiman because they know he will fight back. There are people they know they don't go near. But there are people they know that even if you go there, you can slap him and you keep quiet. But once they notice you are not that weak, or you are not intimidated, they are afraid. All of them get shocked. Why are you not afraid? When you heard that our cult can do this, WWF Kumi was, they said that some cultists came and threatened him that he should leave. He said, me, leave. Have you ever seen a dead man running? I'm not running. When the cult, they said that, okay, this man don't go. They sent his closest PA to come and tell him. The PA went and told him. They said, why you don't run? I listened to, how many of you are listening to Dancers in the Gate of Hell by Dr. T.K. Olukoya? So cultists came and met him and said, first of all, he began to pray and their leader fell down. And then his manhood became a snake head. Physically. Not in the dream, not in the vision. Physically. Yes. Once you're not intimidated and then you're not afraid of them, their aim is to get you to be fearful. Do you know why they send you notice of attack? Why did they say we are coming to your house on Thursday? Yes. The aim is to make you afraid. To make you leave town. But when after this notice they see you moving in town, say, this guy, they will send another one again to make sure you get it. The aim is to get you afraid. Because once you are weak, the battle is over. Once you are weak, the battle is over. Everybody that abuse you will want to intimidate you. Hallelujah. And then, most people that are abusers are people that have low self-esteem. You know what is low self-esteem? They believe they are not good enough, so they use force
and try to get the respect they deserve.
Why should you deal with them?
Because some of you will say, now I'm a pastor, why am I talking like this? When the gospel is a gospel of peace.
Is the gospel not a gospel of peace? It's not a gospel of peace. When they came to arrest Jesus Christ, what did Peter do? Peter took a knife, ear of one. What did Jesus tell Peter? Say, keep the knife. He did not say throw it away. What did he say? Keep it. You may need it tomorrow. You may need it. That was what he said. He said, keep the knife. You think God didn't know when he said keep? Keep it. The second time when he was sending, he said, in case you don't have clothes, you don't have knife, go and sell your clothes and buy it. That's what he said. Before, now you have to be ready. How did the church grow? It got to a point they had to defend themselves. They had to defend themselves. Hallelujah. The first set of Christians we had were the Israelites when they came out of Egypt. And all of them fought battles for peace to reign. Three of us. They fought battle. They will say, we want to pass through your nation. Allow us to pass. You don't want us to pass, they fight you. But if you are ready to allow us pass, then we will pass. But you want to fight, they will not say we are Christian, we keep quiet. No, they will fight you. In fact, there was some people that came and looked for them, the Amalekite. They said, let's pass. They came and killed some Israelites. God said, Moses, write it. I will wipe out the Amalekite from the face of the earth. Have you seen that scripture before? That was the people that God sent Saul to go and kill, and God saved one of the kings. When God had sworn that I will wipe, even one person will not be on earth. All the males, children, the pregnant women were killed. Because they look for trouble. So there is, you must face them. Hallelujah. Every abuser and bully is under a demonic spirit. You must face them because they are under the influence of demons. Hallelujah. It is a demonic spirit that will make you to force a... Some of them, they are stepdaughters. Some of them, they are what? Some of them, they are neighbors. Some of them, they are students. Some of them, all manner of things. It's a demonic spirit. Hallelujah. Because the spirit of the devil is always violent. John chapter 10 verse 10, what does this say? For the thief cometh but what? Steal, to kill, and to destroy. So every bully is under, think about it, can the Holy Spirit lead you to go and bully somebody? Can the Holy Spirit ever lead you to abuse somebody? Never. So if you don't face them and deal with them, you are allowing a demon to operate. Is that not true? You are allowing a demon to operate and not in my territory. You cannot. Hallelujah. Abusers and bullies are always emotional and they are always violent and they involve emotional manipulation. They manipulate the people emotionally. If you do this, I will tell this person. If you do this, I will tell this person. I will tell this person. They bully you. Hallelujah. They are always violent. The Holy Spirit is the spirit of peace. So we will face them not to allow violence. Hallelujah. The victim of abusers and bullies may never recover in life. Some of them, their image and their mind are destroyed for life. If you allow them, I don't know if you know the story of the lady that Amnon raped. What was her name? In 2 Samuel 13, 1 Samuel 13, what was her name? Tamar, right? Tamar. That was the sister of Absalom. Do you know what the Bible says? Said that she, all her days, she was desolate till her death. She never got her life back. Just because of one bully and one abuser. Her life was never back again till her death. I know of a married woman that because she was being abused, she grew up and then she had a perfect husband. But because of that memory of the abuse, it affected her psychologically. She kept sleeping with men till her husband caught her. The day he caught her, she ran into a car and died. Yes. I'm telling you a true life story. I know of a guy that spoke with me in my room here. He came and sat down to tell me a story of how when he was small, he was living with his aunties at the age of 7. The auntie took him and then she would force him to sleep with her from the age of 7. When he didn't even know what was sex and sexuality, she activated his sex organ very early. He grew up and started going to brothels where prostitutes are, in secondary school. He knew all the brothels in town, yes. Because of the effect of that abuse. He grew up and then it was so bad. He said that one day I told you he wanted to remove his manhood. True life story, not that somebody's story. He was sitting down telling me his story before he got delivered. Yes. I know of somebody, someone I respect, and then the same story, he too was his auntie. He was also the same age, 7 years. He said that his auntie would take him to the bathroom. And that was when she started with him. And then he grew up masturbating. This was that one, of course, all of them, this one too was masturbating. Masturbating. Was in Cana land for a retreat and was masturbating. Was in the bus traveling. I'm telling you, these are no stories I read or somebody shared. And these people tell me their story face to face, one by one. There are victims that when they have been abused, their life never come back again unless God intervened. Now, these guys were helped that God intervened. So that is why you must fight them in the system. Fight them in the system and don't allow them. You find them in the territory, you must not allow them. Now, it may not be sexual abuse, any form of abuse, verbal abuse, physical abuse, anybody that is a bully, you must fight it. If not, their victims may never, it's paining me, their may never recover. May never recover. Hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. Unless help, they themselves, they will destroy their lives. That is, the person that is a bully will keep bullying people till he destroys his life. Hallelujah. And then they became, or they become a menace. You know what is going on? A menace to the society. Because a bully is a bully everywhere. Anywhere you see a victim, he will look for a victim to. That is why a rapist can rape somebody here. I know of a very, 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 very young, promising young girl. Moving when it was raining season. Somebody came out of the bush, pushed her to the wall. The only her. Yes, he raped her. Yes. The whole society is not safe with them. You cannot allow your young girl to move again by 7 p.m. You cannot send her alone. Because somebody will abuse her outside. You cannot allow your child to go back to school. I have of many young children, they don't want to go to school. Many of them have been abused by their classmates. So you say, I don't want to go to school. When you investigate very tight, a classmate that is abusing, beating him or messing. Yeah, I remember one picture of my primary school. The name of the girl was Rhoda, the other girl was Esther. Esther was kneeling down. And then I'm telling you, primary too. I cannot forget it. Yes. That one so bullied that girl till her classmates were kneeling down before her. Primary too. I can still remember the name. The whole society is not free. Because when Goliath was bullying the Israelites, the whole of Israel was not free. They were not free. And then in Mark chapter 5 from verse 1 to 5, there was one guy that was possessed with a demon. The Bible says he was changed with chains. The Bible says he broke all the chains that they used to tie him. The Bible says nobody could move again in that road. There are areas in some places, they tell you when it's 7 p.m., don't pass there. Is that not true? Why? Because there's somebody there that will abuse you. There's somebody there that will bully you and collect your phone. The whole environment is not free with people like them. If we don't fight them, you cannot move again in your own area by 7 p.m. You cannot come and stay fresh air. You cannot. The whole society will be choked up. So you must deal with them. Same with me, we must deal with them. We must deal with them. So that our children will not be free. You yourself, you are not free. You cannot move at 5 a.m. You cannot move by 6 a.m. Right across the road here, I was standing here, I told you the story after the service. Guy moving on his bike. I was holding my tab after service. My tab was still on me or something like that. Came down under the bike and came to me. I said, give me your tab. He was approaching me. Now, he was thinking I was like the people that would be running away or throw. You know, some people throw the tab away and run away. He was thinking, you see, I told you that the secret of bullies is to cause fear. But he didn't know that I am madder than him. It's something like that. He's madder, correct? I am more, if he think he's mad, my madness is time 7. If he think he think Indian him, I just came from a service, I spoke in tongues for 1 hour. I am high in the Holy Ghost. Your Holy is Indian him. I am high. He was coming, he thought I would run away. I was with Kate, I said, Kate, cross the road. I will stand here, we are here. One of us must give up. I cannot run. How? When he recovered, he said, went back and went back. I'm telling you. I would not be holding this up today if I was afraid of somebody like that. Me. Would I dare? I'm telling you. You just cannot bully me like that or just abuse me like that. It will not be allowed. It will not be allowed. Because the whole environment will not be free with people like that. I will fight them in the system. I will fight them in the church. Anywhere that is under my territory, these people will not thrive. Unless it's not my territory. But there will not be a bully where people cannot talk and people cannot express themselves. And there will not be an abuser. It will not exist. Because for peace to reign, I don't believe in keeping quiet so that peace will reign. If somebody is wrong, there should be a system for correction. Everybody should be approachable. Is that not true? If you are angry and shout at God, is it a human being cannot talk to? Don't you talk to God? How many of you have been angry before as God before? You have been angry as God before? You have been angry? I'll be angry. Lord, why me? Is that a polite statement? Is why me a polite statement? You're angry at God and can talk to God. You go on your knee and say, God, change my life. Oh, this is terrible. Lord, I'm not happy. You can talk to God directly like God. And then a mortal man cannot talk to him. Who is he? Hallelujah. Reason why we should deal and confront bullies and abusers finally is they are doing what we call the violation of free will. Violation of free will is a criminal offense. Violation of free will is a what? Criminal. Tamar didn't want to sleep with Amnon. He forced her. She begged him not to. Is that not true? The Bible says in Deuteronomy 22 verse, what is the most important thing on this world? The most important thing in this world is salvation. Abi? But even salvation is free. We don't force it on anybody. Have you ever seen us force salvation? Repent or I kill you. No! Jesus Christ in Revelation said, behold, I stand at the door and what? And what? And knock. Jesus Christ, oh. Can't he force the door open? He can do it, but he will not. Because you can accept him or not. These people say, come here. Whether you want to come or not, you must come. Stand up from here. Give me this. Most of the people that went to boarding school have been bullied. It's, you know, we give you this amount of money, go and buy this for me and come back with change. I went to a boarding school, yes. Go and do this for me and come back with change. Very, very wicked. I faced a punishment, a corporal punishment that the senior lined bucket on the ground and brought, you know, lantern. That time there was lantern and then there were broken bottles. Kept them under. And then the roof of the building was not sling. All of us hold the sling. You cannot leave it because if you leave it, there are bottles and you will terribly injured. Give you half 20 naira, go and buy me garishu and quickly and come back. That is a bully. That is what a bully. But there are junior students I could remember that stood to it and say, I will not do it. The senior will be shocked. You will flog him, but next time you will not do it again. I'm telling you. Let me tell you this thing. I have tried it and it worked again and again. Anytime you see a bully around your life, confront them. What did I say? The way to solve them is confront them directly. Don't use diplomatic approaches. This thing you are doing is wrong and I will not take it. Simple. What did David do to confront the Goliath? What did he do? Did he go to pray? 1 Samuel 17. Did David go and pray? He went and worship. Went for leadership meeting. No. I would say he came to Goliath face to face. And Goliath was afraid. He was shocked. I'm expecting a general. He was shocked. But David went face to face. All together. Confront them. I had a call last 2 weeks of a situation where a guy was raping a lady in the room. And then, because of like, maybe somebody I came to stay in the compound. Like, so I told them, so what do you do about it? They say, they're trying to look of the way to solve it. I said, no. You don't solve something like that. You confront it because the lady is suffering. She will never talk because she has been intimidated. You confront it. This is what you are doing. We know about it. You must. We take the law upon you. Not that, oh, take the law. You should take the law upon it. Confront it physically. You are being harsh on us. Your words are not friendly. Learn to talk politely. Confront it. Let the person talk correctly. Don't say this is the way I am. No, we are, if you that the way you are, don't, me, that's not the way I am. I don't receive things like this. You shout at everybody. You should confront it. This is a civilized situation. Talk to people with dignity. No matter, even if you're a slave girl, you talk to her, she's a human being. Confront it. Hallelujah. Anybody that is a bully. I remember I had a story of a young guy. He was being bullied in his school. Beat by the bully. So one day, the bully looked for his trouble. And then he fought back. The bully was shocked. He went backward and drew the line for a guy. Now, when I was young, that's the way they used to fight. Say, if you know you are strong, cross this line and I will get. That's a bully taking the guy he has been beating. That guy said, today we will die. If we are dying, let's die. So when the bully drew the line, the guy jumped across the line. Let's fight. Let's just die today. The bully was shocked. He went back again and drew another line. If you are strong, you cross this line. The guy went and crossed. He did it a third time, then the bully ran away. That was why I'm telling you, it's a true life story. That's why I'm telling you that bullies are coward in their heart. Immediately you stand to them, they will run. Immediately, no matter how weak you are. Next time they want to oppress people, they will avoid you. They will what? They will avoid you. So directly confront it. Hallelujah. Administer the consequence of their action. When you find a bully and the punishment is dead, kill him. If the punishment is firing, that is sending him away from the job, send him away. Come on, I won't send him here at all. Do you know the reason why the problem of David escalated? When Amnon raped Tamar, the law in the land was he should be killed. Then when King David did nothing upon him, that was when Absalom organized his death. Yes. Bible says Absalom kept quiet for 2 years, 2 full years, planning his death. Then he organized a party, begged the king to come. The king refused to come. Then he said, please, can you send Amnon to come? Because Amnon was the elder son. So when Amnon came, Absalom told his servant, immediately the guy is drunk. When I say strike, kill him. That was what happened. And then they killed the guy. Because the king was supposed to have made justice. He raped his sister and nothing was done to him. Come on, don't even assign me now. When you find a bully and an abuser, if there is a punishment, give it without mercy. Without what? Mercy. If it is that to be in the prison, jail him first. Let him go on rehabilitation there. Hallelujah. This is the kind of pastor I am. I'm telling you, yes. You cannot eat your cake and have it. Do you know what I'm talking about? When you eat your cake, you cannot have it again. Okay. Because when you read the Bible, that's the way God operates. You know what is mercy? You know what is the mercy of God? How many have ever read Psalms? Psalms what say? The Lord killed Og and Bashan. Then the Bible will say, for his mercies endureth forever. The Lord, who killed this and this? His mercies endureth forever. Who killed this and this? His mercies. Even killing is God's mercy. What are you talking about? His mercy is, he was mercy. There are people that God punished them and didn't give them second chance. Somebody like Judas. No second chance. Hallelujah. So I'm behaving like God. Because everything I'm doing, I'm quoting from the Bible. Is that not true? I've administered the consequence. Do you know something? There is a pastor that slept with the church members. Such that Pastor Kings, yes, he was on you. That's why I mentioned his name. And then even they caught him when he burned one. He was burning the second person. You don't know what pastors can do, man of God. There is a pastor in America, if you think it's Africa, there's a pastor in America, forgotten his name. He preached to his members, preached to them about going to heaven. After preaching to them, every member accepted. He served them holy communion of cyanide.
You know cyanide? Yes, that was a poison, dead poison.
Everybody drank and died in the church, including himself. Yes. I've not read it. I'll be giving you these revival stories. He convinced them we should go to heaven now. Everybody accepted. The way one is the Holy Communion, he saw everybody. Take now, everybody took. Died. Yes. Cyanide. I can remember, I forgot his name, but the name of the chemical was cyanide. Another one convinced them to the roadside. That is what you see. Once these people are not checked, the danger cannot be measured. I'm telling you. Somebody that did this will do it somewhere again. Will do it. The only thing that he cannot do is because if he doesn't have opportunity, he will do it. Young girls growing up with their nannies. Some of them are their nannies that did this to them. Expose them. Yeah. And the child will grow up. No. You must take care of them in Jesus' name. The consequence of their action, when they sentence them to 3 years imprisonment, don't pity them. Don't what? You know, there is one thing people should do most times is, when somebody commit a crime and is in jail, you'll be pitying them. You're not trying to let the government forgive this person. Have you ever pitied somebody? Let the man forgive this person. But then, flip the equation. Look at the victims that he killed. Look at the wife that he killed her husband. Look at the family that he killed their only child. Look at the family he stepped and raped and infected HIV on them. When you flip the equation, you will discover justice and judgment is needed. Look at what Lucifer has done to the world. Look at what Lucifer has made out of this world. Look at... You cannot imagine the level of wickedness in this world. Some people have warehouses where they have women arrested and captured. Men sleep with them by force. They give her the children by force. And their children are sold to ritualists. Yes! He has turned this world where occult people practice occultism on the increase. Witchcraft is on the increase. There are nations that are literally in Africa under the seal of witchcraft. You go to India, see the level of life. Look at what the devil has made the world of. He deserves the judgment that God has given him. That is why I have a message here. Let me even show you. The message is justice for peace, is judgment. I don't know, we'll preach before the end of this month. People need to be punished. When people eat their cake and still have it, they will do it again. I'm telling you, they will do it again. So when you catch a bully, properly discipline, if it's a secondary school child, the school should properly punish him. Is that not true? Because most of that's the way they grow. He has enjoyed privilege of secondary school bully. He wants to become a capone. Then he will join a cultist. That's how it starts. So when you catch a bully and abuser, punish them. What I say? Punish them. You have children and the elder one is abusing the younger ones verbally. And then you keep quiet. I grew up and then there was somebody that would punish us. I would be sweating. You stole this. I didn't steal it. I'm telling you, me. You stole it. I didn't steal it. You know this punishment, pick pin like this. You know it? Have you done it before? Your leg will shake and then you feel like you cannot walk. I remember my brother, my immediate elder brother. There was someone in the house. That guy will go out and come back late. But my brother also went to the field to play for, and then he came back and the guy wanted to flog it. You used to go out now. And then the guy had the boldness to close the door. My elder brother, that day he said, we will die in this room. My mom would say, please open the door. He said, I will not open it. Today we will die. He fell down that guy and was fighting. Today he will die in this room. Do you know, from that day till eternity, till today and till eternity, that was the last time that or that bully tried that kind of thing again. If he had not spoken, he would have flogged him and then next again do it. I'm telling you, the moment you confront anyone, they will stop. They will what? They will stop. Once you keep quiet, they will continue. Stratham said, me, I won't take it. Dr. Paul Enige said, one of the graces you will need is the dignity to say no and walk away. The what? Dignity to say no. You know what they call the golden rule? Matthew chapter 7 verse 12. Do unto others as what? You will have them do unto you. Is that not true? Implement the golden rule on that bully, on that abuser, and see if they will take it. You know, a thief is a person that don't want anybody to steal from him. Is it true? A thief don't want anybody to steal from him. A thief protects his property and use all the technique he used to steal this person and use it in his own case. One of the worst persons you steal from is a thief. That's why most of them gangsters and capones, once you steal their property, they kill you. But the what they have, they stole it though, meanwhile. Is that not true? What they have, they stole it. You steal from a politician, you are dead. You mean what he has, he stole it. So you see, that what an abuser, what he does to others will when it is done on him. But the people say, do unto others as you will have them to do unto you. They will shout at others, but when you shout at them, don't shout at me. But they delight in shouting at others. Hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. And then this, we must enforce an environment of respect and dignity, where every human being should be respected. The Bible says, all souls are mine. Ezekiel 18 verse 4. Bible says, God made them in his image and likeness. I know you are spiritual when I see the way you respect somebody in the market. When I see the way you speak to that woman selling. When I see the way you speak to that little girl hawking and looking dirty. When I see the way you talk to poor people that can do nothing to you. I've seen people talk to market women as if they are, hallelujah, as if they are trash. Thank you, sir. I see people talk to women that can give back to them in the market because they are selling. I see the woman push a woman tray with her leg. Yes. That is a bully. Because they are broke. Have you seen people buy something? How much is this? Take it and they throw it back to the people. Throw it back to the ground. You must treat even a madman as a human being. Is that not true? Even a madman should be respected. Even a prostitute, what she's doing is wrong, but she'll have a little level of respect. Hallelujah. Have a level of respect. Respect human beings. And the most time, people that don't respect others as people that have never gone through life. Because I have gone through some things in life, and most of the time, it's not because I've gone through them experientially, but I've seen people go through, and I know how painful it can be. So I've learned how to respect everybody around me. Respect everybody. Respect everybody. Hallelujah. Respect everybody. That's why I greet everybody. I can greet everybody. I call one day because of calling everybody man of God, because that was the way I grew. Respect, you know, I grew up in church cycle. So in church cycle, man of God, they say man of God. When you say man of God to church people, that is a sign of respect. No, not true. It was a man of God. If I went to the market to one house, I said, man of God. I was even calling the house because I was used to respect. The man selling me, I said, man of God. I said, before I didn't go back, this was even a Muslim. I was calling him man of God. Because I respect everybody. But there's a tweet to it. If I greet you 7 times and you pretend as if you don't see me or you don't answer me, I pass, I greet you and then, meanwhile, I should not be greeting you. But because when I see you, there's a way you are expecting greeting. There's a way we should be expecting greeting salutation altogether. But when I discover you have a nonchalant attitude, see, I'm not a person that will continue. Me. Huh. Next time I see you, I will wear a dark shirt. Dark shirt. We will pass ourselves like this. We will pass. On the road every time. Good afternoon, keep quiet. Good evening, keep quiet. So that good, I'll make sure the person hears me. And these are people that sometimes, you know, sometimes some people can be on the road and they will forget their mind. It's a young boy that should greet you. But because she's a young girl now, or she's a younger wearing dirty jeans, you pay to greet them. Hallelujah. Well, I always have like an environment where everybody can be respected. And everybody should actually be respected. No matter their status. Hallelujah. No matter what. Yes. Whether they have money or not, they should be respected. Whether they look clean or not, they should be respected. Everybody should be respected. And then maintain that environment. Hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. How many of us want to be free of oppression? How many of you want to be free of being bullied? I want to. You must possess a healthy self-esteem.
Eh? So, Stephen, what I say?
Possess healthy self-esteem. Know who I am. Hallelujah. I remember when I started ministry. Sometimes there's always be a temptation not to say that you're a pastor. Because you don't have money. Don't look at somebody that has money does this. So when they ask me, what do I do? I want to look for another occupation to say. Or I'll avoid the question. I remember one day the Holy Spirit told me in my room. So you're not proud of ministry. That was when I got the revelation. That was the Holy Spirit. I got this revelation first from God. If you work for the president today, will you be shunned? If you work for Chevron, before they ask, working for me. Why can't you tell them I'm working for you? I'm a pastor. I'm working for you. That means you're working for me. That was from that day. Anybody ask me, what do you do? I'm a pastor. I am what? With dignity. I am what? A pastor. My wife told me that she was in antenatal, or what's they called that thing? And the husband said, what do your husband do? She said, he's a pastor. And they wrote in a pastor. I said, no, he's not a pastor. He's a pastor. Yes. Maybe a pastor may not be a good. No, my husband is a pastor. Proud of my husband's occupation. I'm a pastor. Why? So what? You cannot come and bully me because you're an NMP, sir, because you was in MTN or multinational, or you were in clinical company or corporation international. No. I am what? A pastor. You cannot bully me. You cannot. If you are fear, I'm dark. You cannot use your gold color to bully me. Is that not true? I'm not fat. I am tall. I don't have six pack. I have six pack. I am okay. I have chest. Is that not true? Never allow oppression of any kind. Don't be oppressed. Have you seen any rich man that have six pack? How many of them? Apart from boxers. Joe Biden, does he have six pack? Is Benjamin Netanyahu, president of Israel, does he have six pack? Tell me one president that has six pack. Bill Gates, does he have six pack? Don't worry, does he have six pack? Okay. Intimidate. Don't allow anybody to intimidate you because of their certificate. Henry Ford, the guy that started Ford car, he is not a graduate. You know that he's not even a high grade. Even Bill Gates himself, the first billionaire in dollar, like I said, is John D. Rockefeller. He was never a graduate. Billy Graham, or the guy that is very Bell. Telephone. Oh, they graduate. Albert Einstein. What's the name of this president? Abraham Lincoln. What's the name of this freedom fighter? Martin Luther. All of them are educated people. Hallelujah. Don't allow anybody to bully you. I refuse it. If after this service somebody abuse you and bully you, it's because you want it. Don't take it. Hallelujah. And then when you are passing and you are seeing somebody bully, don't keep quiet. Intervene, help. Because most of the time they cannot talk for themselves. Why are you doing this to this child? Leave him alone. Leave him what? Alone. What you are doing is wrong. Help the people out of their bondage. Hallelujah. And when God sees, you know, remember the story of Moses. When he went and he saw an Israelite being bullied by an Egyptian, the Bible says he helped him, even though he was the wrong way. But the concept is trying to help somebody from being bullied. When you see somebody being abused, don't keep quiet. Help. Hallelujah. There was a young girl that was one of the compounds here in Adangolo. Somehow, the husband of the man was almost sleeping with her. Come back in the midnight, alcohol, and force himself on her. She was not giving food, was being starved, all manner of abuse and all manner of bully. She wanted to run and go back to her parents. She didn't have transport. I helped to complete the transport for her. I helped to complete the transport. You cannot just die for nothing. Hallelujah. The children will work. She will work from morning till night. No food. No, this is not story I heard. This is story I know. Not that this lady came and told me a lie. I know first-hand information. The man was a manager of a brothel. That's the man. So imagine what, that kind of thing can happen from him. Hallelujah. Never allow any oppression around you. Hallelujah. Never allow it. No, it's not correct. Let people's justice be done so that peace will reign. Hallelujah. Sometimes when somebody is doing something, they say, keep quiet so that peace will reign. Know that you are being abused.
I know that you're being bullied. Hallelujah. I really want us to pray this evening. We dedicate our prayer point to ladies that have suffered abuse, people that have been abused, and it has affected them. Many need deliverance. They need the help. There are many people that can never fulfill their potential because of how they have been abused mentally. Hallelujah. First of all, let's appreciate God for speaking to us this evening and say, Father Lord, thank you for your word. Thank you for your word that you have spoken unto us. Father Lord, we thank you. We give you all the praise. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Now begin to pray that Lord, everyone in Nigeria, in the world, in the midst of abuse and being bullied, let the power of the Lord God intervene in their lives. In the name of Jesus. Let's open up. In case you know somebody, please mention their name. Lord, help this person. Everyone suffering from the effects of abuse and bully, may the Lord God intervene. May the Lord God intervene. May the Lord God intervene. Shalagada brana mande kede reke de bradiba. Palanto sola mambra da balanda da da brada balanda da ya da 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 brada da ya da la da brada. Kelana manzala na mande reke de brene melende kede reke de brene melanis. Prados kalamanda kabrana malana shada la da da brada da raga da brada da. Matele rono mos katia. Palada raga da brada balanda da shada la da da brada da 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 brada da la da da brada da la da da. Kelano brono mundo zilana manda da da brada da raga da brada. The help of God, the help of God, the help of God. Lata kabrado se lemende kedia parado shala da barada regede mende kede regede mele ebrana malani shaga la da 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 ya da la da da ya da la da 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 randa balanda da da brana malanda da 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 ya da la da 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 ya da la da 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 Lava da baya da 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 Fuse oppressions in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The Bible says we have a responsibility to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We'll be lifting up our voice to pray for Israel nation. The Lord fight their battles. Help them. Intervene in the land of Israel. The battle between Hamas and Israel. Let the peace of God,
supernatural help from God over Israel. Mant malanda kabrana malanaya. Lete kete branos kate. Lakata balato sukata maya. Brante le membre di kalabaya. Shalabaya dalaga da brega 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 da brega. Shalabaya dalaga da baraga da brega 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 da. Mantela barando sobelende kete manda kabrona malanda kabaladia. Rabada balaga da brega 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 da. Shalabaya da malanda da da baraga da brega da brega da brega da brega da. Everything that is causing trouble and chaos in Israel, all the Arabian spirit, all the demons, all the forces, shagalagada bagada lagada bagada yagalagada bagada manteka labaya lanamaya lanamalanda lagada bedebelagadish. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Finally, we'll be praying for our lives and say, Lord, everything that is causing troubles, everything taking away our peace, Lord, intervene in our lives. Shagalaga dabra namalanda kabradiga. Leto kobre nemende gedebre nemende kabaladia. Shagalaga dabagada yagalaga dabagada yagalagada. Lamante kabaranaya. Shamanta kabra namalanda kabra namalana. Leroto baladia. The Spirit of the Lord is telling me He's opening doors for us, and I believe for someone. He's opening doors. He's opening doors. Doors are opening. Doors are opening. You will have a testimony of an open door soon. Doors are opening. Lamante kabaranos, pranos kilabaragadaya. You're the God who opens doors, no one like you. You're not a man, no. You're not a man. You're God of everything. You're not a man. No, you're not a man. You're a God who opens doors, no man. You're not a man. No, you're not a man. You're the God of everything, no one like. I declare, Lord, that doors open up to your people in the name of Jesus. I declare everything that is bullying you goes off. Every abuse in your life is cursed. Everything that is not of God in your life is cursed. The peace of God overflow and overshadow you. It is well with you and all that is yours. You prosper, you advance. It is well with you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Can we share the grace and fellowship? Oh, sorry. Father Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to give. We ask the Lord to receive our offering and cause it to be blessed. I declare that none of us will beg and borrow. Our lives are permitted to flourish. I declare over every one of us that the Lord God water your hands and the Lord cause you to be fruitful. I declare that doors of finances open unto you. See, the Bible says they prosper by the prophesying of Haggai. Have you seen that Bible verse before? That they prosper by the prophesying of Haggai. I prophesy over our lives that we prosper. We prosper in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Can cast our offerings so that we share the grace together.
The compass you need has just been delivered into your hands. You can get all the anointed messages on our Telegram channel at Shekinah Encounter Center Sermons. For more inquiries, you can also call 080-6522-6276 or 080-2611-2114.
remain rapturable.